Bert Nunhane Ksuvos Chovov Shvatei Tavshim Mbeis, February 1982, on Friday.
Now we finish the thesis in the midst of Ksuvi. Now from this thesis we see the thesis Shiti Yid, because the thesis Shani mentions the Teretz and thesis Kashi. Da mai ma psilo che vos ha ave svex ve che so che ha ave bocchi di pesa per sua che va vinti so una pesa per sua ha ave so che viene so più hotzen so then things he gives the parents that there is no svex ve che why is there svex ve che because the second sofi is not the sofi kashof as the Shishmaitz explains it. The second sofi is not the sofi kashof, otherwise it would be svex ve che. Kizik Shishayim says no. The Hochel Choshev Svekseike, they in Yechim Udi Sapir, the Leiva of the Reisha, Sofik Midas of the Hotsen, being things of the Leiva of the Hotsen, Sofik maybe is not broken, maybe is mixed up. Because once we assume that she was Mizanah the Hotsen, so then it doesn't make any difference whether he was mixed up or is not mixed up. Even if he was mixed up. But the fact is that she was Mizanah. So why doesn't Tesis give it such a simple terrace? Obviously, Tesis Shiti is that the Svek is effective even if it's not Misaf. So we see a machlekes between Tesis and Tesis Gishenim as whether Svek has to be Misafir or Svek does not have to be Misafir. Now, since Tesis gives the Teretz and the reason as to why it's not the Svek is because the second Sofik is not the Sofik Hashop. But it is Gishenim gives the Teretz because it's not Misafir. So, from the fact that Tesis does not give the Teretz on Tesis Yishenim, so we can deduce that Tesis Shiti is, there is no such prerequisite of Misapir. It doesn't have the Misapir. From the fact that Tesis Yishenim gives another Teretz, and not Tesis Teretz, so that indicates that Tesis Yishenim rejects Tesis Teretz. What's wrong with Tesis Teretz? So, in other words, we see another Machlokes. You see, according to Tesis Teretz, the way the Sheshmaitze explains it, so in order that Svekzvike should be effective, so it is, each Sofik in itself must be the Sofik Hashof. Each Sofik in itself must be the Sofik Hashof. So in other words, let's say, Pesach Pesuach Kotsos, and it's an Ishesh Yisroel, and Kibu Bo Avoel Bidushin, Kibu Bo Avoel Bidushin, so then it's a Svekzvike. So it's a Svekzvike and Misapir. And every Sofik, every contingency, the Sofik is, it constitutes a Sofik Hashof by itself. Let's say, because one Sofik is maybe Loitach, Vaishas Yisrael. So that in itself creates a 50-50 Sofik. 50-50 Sofik. Then the other, they are intim solema that tach comes in so. So again, another sopik maybe beinus. So each sopik, each contingency is a sopik ashok. Sopik ashok by definition means that the alternates are equal. The alternates are equal. But in the case, let's say, as here, as Thesis mentions here, let's say, one Sofik is assuming that he's not invoking, that the Baal is not invoking Pesach Pesuach. So the Mele Tesis Kashi is, he should, if he says Pesach Pesuach, so she should not be matzi the Ksuvei. Why? Because she should be entitled to collect the Ksuvei on the basis of Svekzvei. One Sofik is, maybe he's mixed up, he's not invoking. Assuming that he's mixed up, maybe she was Mizame Beines after it. So Tesis Teretz is, no, the second Sofik, the second contingency is not a Sofik Hashof. Does not constitute a 50-50 chance. So, why? Because once we assume, the first Sofik constitutes a Sofik Hashof. Maybe he's mixed up. So the alternates in this contingency are Shof, are equal. Because it is just as likely that he is and he is not Iboki as that he is Iboki. But assuming that he is Iboki, he is Iboki. Now, once we assume that he is Iboki means Bivadai Pesach Pesach Matzah. Bivadai she was Nizani. And the question is, when was she Nizani? So then we say, maybe she was Nizani the Ines after Eres. But it's against that possibility of being Nizani the Ines after Eres, so it does not constitute a 50-50 chance, but a 75-25 chance. Why? Because, as again, we are assuming that she was Nizani. We are assuming that. So, the question is, she was Nizani. When was she Nizani? Was she Nizani? There is a possibility she was Nizani after Eresin, Venus. But as against that possibility, it's possible that she was Nizani Pirotzen after Eresin, and that she was Nizani Kedem Eresin. And in either event, she is not entitled. So in other words, in regard to the second contingency and the assumed state of facts, so it's not a 50-50 chance, it's a 75-25 chance. So that's why it's not a good specific. But this is Ishaimin rejects this teretz. This is Ishaimin explains it on the basis that it's not misapir. Otherwise, if not for the fact that it's not misapir, if it had been misapir, it would be a good topic. If there hadn't been a requirement of misapir, it would be a good topic. But the question is, how can the thesis Ishaimin say that it would be a good topic if there hadn't been a prerequisite of misapir, but the second contingency does not come to the Sotaka Shoko? So the thesis Ishaimin Shitting is that there is no such requirement that both contingencies, both sveikes, should constitute a Sofik HaShoko, as long as one Sofik constitutes a Sofik HaShoko. So we already have a 50-50 Sofik. On the basis of the first Sofik, we have a 50-50 Sofik. Then the second Sofik creates not a 50-50, but a 75-25. So according to this Yishenim, it's enough. One Sofik has to create a Sofik HaShoko. The other Sofik does not have to create a Sofik HaShoko. Why not? Because, according to the Rashi in the Jew, that the reason as to why Sveksvik is effective is because on the basis of Rov. Now, what kind of Rov is it? It's not the same kind of Rov as Reb Behemi Seven Trefis. Reb Behemi Seven Trefis. Or Ruben Zabel Radi. So that's all the minute. But it's also, this kind of Rov is an mathematical, what he says, what the Ram and the Rivosh say, it's Behechach. What does it mean, Behechach? Behechach means it's an mathematical Rov. In other words, it has to be like that. It has to be like that. I mean, Merzo, in Schori, Merzo, Mikele, is a mute mapilis. So it's Behechach, as the Ram says, Kach Yisit, Malki Shalom, the Rebbeinu Shalom, installed it as the law of nature that has to be, at every time, there has to be the same number of Mikzor, Scholim, as the Kedis, and together with the of the Makilei, so we have a law, so it's a mathematical law. But, so in other words, the Rashboshit is, the Rashbosh says that Zveksviki is Mitan Rov. But if the Rashboshik had been like the Ranchi, that in order to have Rov, there has to be a mathematical Rov, and the statistical Rov is not a Rov, so the Mele, he couldn't say Svek Sveike is Mitan Rov. Because why can we say that there is a mathematically, there is a Hechach, it's necessarily so true, that of every time, of the women who are Mizane. So 50% are Mizane Berotzen, 50% Venus. 50% are Mizane Rui Tachtov, and 50% Tachtov. I mean, that's ridiculous, it's absurd. And still, the Rashba says that Zvekzik is the reason as to why Pesach Pesuach Matzosi. So Vayishis Yisroel, she is Muteres Levailo, because of Zvekzik. Tachtov, in the Lui Tachtov, in Tinsorima Tachtov, in the Venus. But here it's not Chayach to say it's a mathematical Rov. Still, the Rashba says in the Tshuva, it's on the basis of Rov. So apparently, the Rashba Shiti is that Rav does not have to be Davke mathematical. Rav means, Rav is based upon the concept of probability. Now naturally, if we have a mathematical Rav, so from the point of view of probability, so more chances that the behemoth is not Yitreifet. That from the point of view of probability, so since most Lokhim, Bizman Chazal, so bought an axe, Leradye, so from the point of view of probability, we have to say that he bought it Leradye. Bought it Leradye. So it's based upon probability. So the same thing is true of Svek Sveketur. Insofar as the story of probability is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference whether it's a mathematical role, like Roy Venus in Preface, or let's say, Gildes or Merzo, Schori Merzo and Kedes, or Milt Mapires, so it's a mathematical role, or Rob Zabner Radi, it's a mathematical role, or it's a rough chances. In other words, so here too, so it's a rough chances. So you also have the concept of probability. So that's the Rashi. The Rashi is that Rav is not based upon the law of probability. That's why the Rav says that it's not shayach to say smeich miyute limerza. So the Rav says that we cannot say it because there is no hechrech that merza of the. That's the Lashon. I mean, the Rishi Shmaitzer mentioned the Lashon, quotes the whole Lashon. Schmeiß alles für den der Perich für Press. Wir ruhen sie, die Schau, die Kirche, so Rivosch. Heute ruhen sie, Masche Kosatki, wie mir rein, war aber nicht, der Rivosch, was der Talmud der Brand. Bis zu dir ist besser versucht. Und Masche, die Schiss, aber die Kirche, die andere Rabbi ist, und nehmt nach Smech, Minute, der eine ist, und merkt sie den Tachter, wir haben den Tachter gerotzen. Minute, so dann war es die Kasche, was wenig against Thesis. Thesis ist die Kasche, at first, Akati, the Thesis ist die Kasche, and we make milch as kasset ol bairo, and yesh lima deinu si kol yisrael. So then Teisa says, the kashe, in kein, bis vek zvik en amet o seya, di sofik in is kimang lese dome, vo in isha lacha sofik, sofik tahto, vo in shayach luk mech as kasetea, so vei meri, da hai rupet di bochot zin yorev gom. So the kashe was raised against Teisa says, why does Teisa says in the second kashe? Bis vek zvik en amet o seya, di sofik in is kimang lese dome. So, why? Because Rob, on sin, have a call, and since there was no call. So that means, on the basis of Rav, there was no illness. So on the contrary, since there is one Sophic Kashofu created, established by the Sophic Tachtov, Sophic in Tachtov, and then there is a mute of Zlusen that takes place by illness, and it doesn't circulate in the call. Rav, Zlusen, that take place by illness, do circulate in the call. But there is a mute of Znusen Beines, they do not circulate in the call. So, Smeich Miute, the Znusen Beines, they do not circulate in the call, to the Mechzo of Enetachto, that was the Kasha that was raised against Jesus. So the Ram gave the Teretz, he says, Avokans, so he says, the time that of Yeshua, the prayers, Smeich Miute, the Mapiles, and Berthel, and Gibes, Vahavu is Hore Miute, and Mittel Hashunel. So, Haine Hosom, the Berthel, Hore, and Berthel, and Gibes, who Vada, you be Hecha, he came, he said, Amelach, Malki, Shalom, the Kim Amin, Vim Kay, Alkoch, Hashore, and Eld, and Uberes Miute, and Je, Asharim, Vat Mapiles, Vail, and Molik, Mise, Mishim Pon. Because here we have a mathematical law, there is a law. And even Reiv, Zabnel Radi is also grounded in a law, in a sense, in a sociological law, in economic law. Because otherwise people wouldn't make a living. If Rob Axen would not be bought to Radi. As long as Axen are used exclusively in agriculture, So it's grounded in Hechach. It's not just a statistical fact, which might happen one day, and the next day it might be different. There is, it's a mathematical law. That's why he says, Avokani non reimri, sharim atma pileis, reimri morit misem shimponim. There is a law, it's grounded in necessity. Avokani non reimri, sharim boris biznus, mechzo tachas baleim, u mechzo bilti tachteim. I mean, that would be absurd. Keicha de neime smich mutal mechzo, vinatira di naimonu, says, ze she yeh mechzo al mechzo. Avokani shadolo besofik, she ze epshaf mize, it's a sofik ashoku, it's a 50-50 chance. Whenever we say 50-50 chance, do we mean that mathematically? So, 50% of the times, we don't know, so it's a 50-50 chance. We have him, so that's the sheet of the Ram. But the Rashbo sheet is to the contrary. Since the Rashbo says that Zweksveke isn't Tampon, what's the shayachas between Rob and Zweksveke? There is no mathematical Rob in Zweksveke. The answer is, according to the Rashbo, the whole union of Rob is based upon probability, according to the Ram, and cases, because the Ram explains cases. So, the union of Rob is not based upon probability. Mimela, it only applies to a mathematical Rob, not a Zweksveke. But the Rashboshiti is that it's based upon probability. So, Mimela, so it doesn't make any difference whether we have a mathematical Rob or we have a Zweksveke, because even if a mathematical Rob, so it's based upon the fact, Rob chances. More chances, one way than the other. So in Zweksveke we also have Rob chances. Since the union of Zweksveke is based upon Rob chances, so mainly it's not necessary that each sophic, each contingency, should constitute a 50-50 sophic, a sophic ashok. One sophic has to be a sophic ashok. Then the other sophic, even though it's a 75-25, so it still makes it, it still culminates in more chances, one way than the other. So that's the sheet of the decision. Alright. Now I'm pointing it out because that's very important, because it relates to the essential feature of Zweksveke, whether Zweksveke is a separate aloche, or Zweksveke is based upon the concept of Rov, and Rov itself is based upon the concept of Rov chances. Alright. Now, Vigimor. Now, so we left off here. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hoei, Mea Pesach Kosuach, Motzos, Inem, Om Lav Sidok, Sevos, Now, here, so Rashi said, Al Piazza, the time will come before us. Chazoke in Odom Tereya, Bishuda Matsi. Now, let's see what Asia says. Nemo Lav Sidok Sivoso. Well, first of all, there is the Tase. My Lav Yukatoin Tanis Kesposua, Nero Mifore, Shiko Salon Kedaito. Why does Gimora say? So then the Gimora says, Loi Mikotoin Tanisom. And the Makshim, I mean, didn't understand that it's possible that it is, that it is reference to times domain. Why did he say my love? Why should we say? So the Makshin assumed, preferred time is best of Pesuach, the time is domain, because since the time of the Mishnah of Sulamis Neovi is based upon the possibility of Ikura Daite, so the Makshin assumed when it's more shayach to say Ikura Daite Rigabe Pesach Pesuach rather than Rigabe domain. Why? Because Rigabe Pesach Pesuach, so one requires a certain expertise. You see that the Gemara discusses whether Komrei Anapshe or Loi Komrei Anapshe. Masha'itli Gabitani is not, I mean, everybody can see down. So the Mele, that's why the Makshim assumed that if it's possible to attribute to a person that in due course, with the lapse of time, he'll cool off, it's only Shayach when the time can be contested. Let's say the time of Pesach Pesuach can be contested. Of course, every time it can be contested. But every time it can be contested by another person saying, well, you are just lying. You are intentionally lying. So, but Deiner besser Pesuach can be contested without saying to the person who presents the Taina, you are a liar. You are just making a mistake. Mashaking the Taina of Dami can only be contested by saying to the person who Taina's that you are lying. But otherwise, it cannot be contested. So the male, the Makshides Yom, when the child have to say, why should the husband cool off? Manefshach, if he feels that she committed adultery, why should he pull off with the lapse of time? So, the answer is, if there is a possibility that a person makes a mistake, even though he's convinced that he's not making a mistake, but with the lapse of time, so long, so he'll rationalize. He'll rationalize and say, maybe I am making a mistake. Mashiachim is that the time is dominating. So why should with the lapse of time cool off? After all, if he feels that she committed adultery, why should he cool off? So the parents of the Gemara is, it's possible. Human nature is such that he can cool off even if he has no way of rationalizing. Or even if he has no way of rationalizing, he'll still rationalize. But the Machin assume, no, that in regard to the time is dominating, there is no, it's not likely that the person, because of the lapse of time, will cool off. He will not cool off. Neil before you die by time is dominant, let Lemir is like the Daiu. The Khim the Lekim Dam, Libinate, his conscience will torment him, will not let him cool off. Name is Kare, I will test a Kesua, it Lemir, Mechashem is Kare. Because he'll rationalize that even though he was convinced that Pesach Pesuach Matzah, so he will be critical of his own senses. Alright. Now here we have a machleket between Rashi and Beis. Emeri, Bishmuel made a shapin, the Nemo Meisho, Ulak Sidok Sevoso, Easter Hale, Lashino, the Lintated Way Nemo, Abogad, the Comrade, the Pesach Pesuach, the Neime, the Mezi, Mishaki, Ulak Sidok Sevoso, the Rablesa Nade Motsisova, the Nemo Lak Sidok, the Lokat Leisho, the Busi, the coach in the name of Absidok Sivosa, the Muhasuki Lulil, whom you will be Rushalme Mashma, will the Prezar in the name of Absidok Sivosa. So, how does Tesis say the country? Tesis is not going to be Hilkam Yerushalme. So, Tesis Shite is that our Gemara is Hilkam Yerushalme. But Rashi Shite is not like Tesis, because Rashi says that this. So he says, Nemo Leisholo, Vava Pishin Adobar Azei Yochel Yisborer Ola Opi, Ikabu Napshe, Havi Mehem, Mishavya Lechticha Yisure, Avu Lapsido Ksivoso Loi Mehem. Lapsido Ksivoso Loi Mehem. So Rashi, in other words, Rashi Shiti is that Yerushalmi, our Gemara is not Chelik Ad Yerushalmi. Is not Chelik Ad Yerushalmi. In other words, that only Shmuel says that he is Nemo Lapsido Ksivoso. But Kablezea does not say Nemolapsilotsivos. Does not say Nemolapsilotsivos. Why not? Now, the Machlekes, even Rashi, the Machlekes between Rashi and Tisles is in regard to the time of Pesach Pesuach. So, in regard to the time of Pesach Pesuach, so Tisles is that Kablezea is not really Kanshmuel. But Maro Machode will agree. And Rashi Shiki is not. Rablezer sees, Rablezer says, Nemole is hollow. So, and then Shmuel says, Nemolapsidik Sevoso, so that means that Rablezer emphasizes, Nemole is hollow, in Professor Kosovitz. But, Lapsidik Sevoso not. Why not? Because the Gemara has a whole shakl in Italy. The Gemara says, that it's not such a devil portion that Nemo Leis Cholov, even though the aloche of Shavi Amnaf Shechtich and Yisure is a devil portion. But still, here we could say, we come. So what is the Chiddush by Rav Lezer? That's complex. But there is still a possibility. In other words, so in regard to Shavya Nafshech Tichad Yisure, we say that the person is covered, is substantially covered. But no one can deny that there is a possibility of making a mistake. No one can deny that. Otherwise, the Gemara wouldn't even say, Maldi Teino Lekomle. So there is a possibility. The question is whether that possibility is so substantial that we shouldn't apply the aloche of Shavya Nafshech Tichem Yisurei or not. So as I says, there is a possibility, but the possibility is not so substantial that it should negate the aloche of Shavya Nafshech Tichem Yisurei. But, so that's only in regard to Shavya Nafshech Tichem Yisurei. Mashiach can regard the lapsed oxyvoso. Mashiach can regard the lapsed oxyvoso. So, Shmuel says that he is never, that he is never absolute to us. Why? Because in the Terea Bisudo Maxido. In the Terea Bisudo Maxido. Now, so the Blessed Shite is that even though he is in the Terea Bisude Umaxido, so mainly because of in the Terea Bisude Maxido, so a person is not going, you know, to lie the intentional without even rationalizing. Sometimes a person says a lie and he doesn't even rationalize. It's such a lie he can't rationalize. But intentionally, unconsciously, he lies. So because of that, because of the Hazoki, you know, so he's not going to lie intentionally and consciously. If he knows 100% that he's lying, in his heart, if he knows in his heart. But, so mele, in the case of Limitsosi Dam, so then, Shabbazar is made there that he's never lapsed of Tavosa. Because of the Hazokin of the Tereya of the Suda Mavsiva. Mashiach came in regard to the time of Pesach Pesuach, since he does require a certain case. We see from the Gemara. So the Mele, Rabbeza holds, he's not the Molahapsid of Sivoso, because the Chazokin of Tariyam Bissin Mapsido is only implies that the person will not consciously lie and be Mapsid the whole thing. Mashaim came when a person, it's possible for a person to assume that he is a Boki when he is not a Boki, so that's possible. According to Rabbi Elazar, and according to Shmuel now. So I think when Tesis says, Einavi, the Shmuel made the Shabbat in Emon Eisol of Basilic Zuvoso, is Yitzrichli Lashmin and Bulitemid Lo Yenemon, Abo Gab, the Komli, the Pesach Pesuach, the name of the Mezik Nishakeya, Le Absidok Zuvoso. So the question is, when Tesis says, name of the Mezik Nishakeya, Le Absidok Zuvoso, so we should say it to Gabri Domim also, and it appears to Gabri Domim there is no Shalom. So it could be that when Tesis says, Bimezik Mishakel Absidok Sivoso, so it doesn't mean Bimezik Mamish. Bimezik Mamish, in other words, when he rationalizes Lapsidok Sivoso, whatever the Pshat in Tesis is. After all, Tesis only says it as a Havanim, or I'd say as a Havanim, and maybe we could say it. That Bimezi, Mishakel Absidok Sivoso, and Nilchaname, as a Havamine, we would say that even when we got the time is going to do it. So, it's a Havamine. But in Rashi, I think it is certainly like that. That when Rashi says that according to Rabbeza, so it is, he's not the Absidok Sivoso, but only in times of Pesach is not normal. But time is going in, Rabbeza is made there, that is the last week of Pesach. So, now since Rabbeza says that he's never a Israel, in other words, Rabbeza holds complete in action. We say he is a body. So, why we got the last week of Pesach not? I think it was not. And we cannot say that because Rabbeza is chilek on the whole din, chazokin in Tariya Bisud Mapsido. If Rabbeza would be chilek on the whole din, chazokin in Tariya Bisud Mapsido, so he should apply it to Tainis Domim also. And in regard to Tainis Domim, everybody agrees that even according to Rabbeza, So he's never lapsed of the vasa. So the Pshat in Rashi is that even though it's complete in Afshe, he is a Boki, so but still there is a possibility of a mistake. But the possibility of mistake is not so substantial as to negate the dealing of Shamlash to Yisrael. If he says that he is convinced, he's sure. Enoch Name, he will come to Bez and will say, he thinks that Pesach is Matzasi. But that's how he is disposed. But there is a possibility in his own judgment that he did not find the Pesach Matzasi. If he tells Bez that he's not 100% sure, then Yehuda Bezer will admit that she's not a swallow, because we cannot apply the aloha of Shavlash to the Surah. So when can we apply the aloha of Shavlash to the Surah? When he tells Bezdin that he's convinced, he has no mistake. So the Neile, even though there is such a possibility that a person will make a mistake, but that possibility is so unlikely that it doesn't negate the deen of Shavlash to the Surah. So since there is such a possibility, so the Mele we cannot say because maybe he rationalizes, and in spite of the fact, because what does it mean in Mafsido? In other words, a person will not be so morally cynical as to consciously be Mafsido only soon on the basis of a lie, of a building. But if it's possible to rationalize, so the Mele, according to Rablezer, we do not say you're going to tell you about the Shulman. Alright. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi says, Michael Mashmur, what kind of a Chidei Vashem will tell us? Tinyone, Ho'eich leitzul chom of Yehude, Shalei Be'edin, Eine Yochel mit Tanis Psoim, because the Yehude, what the custom was, that the Orus and the Aruso used to be Nisiyachet together. So the Mele, now that some Rishayim would say that it was really Mutter. There are a few Rishayim who say that since they did say the Birkas Chasani, so the Mele, it was a Heter for the Orus even to be Boal Aruso. Most Rishayim Achir, and we say that the fact that they said Birkas Chasani, so that wasn't Matia being. Yeah. Why? Because there are two Yisroel. One Yisroel, as we explained it in the name of the Nitziv, in his Perush and the Shilkes, there are two Yisroel Rabbah. One Yisroel is an Yisroel of Orus Habuala Rososei with the Ischomo, per se, which with Rabbonon is an Yisroel of Znus. And then there is another Yisroel of Kalob Lebrocho, Asur Lebailo Kenido, but with Rabbonon it's an Yisroel. It's an Yisroel. So the Mele, the fact that they were Misyachid, themselves, the Orus Naruso, so that eliminated the Yisea of Kalabul Brocha, Asur Lebailo Kenido. But the Yisea of Znus, of Virabonon, of Orus Aguala Rusose, so the Birkas Hasanim did not eliminate. But as far as the Yisea of Orus Habuala Rusose is concerned, so that only as B, it doesn't ask a Yichud. But as far as the Yisea Nidem Rabbonon is concerned, so the halacha is that before Pilas Mitzvah, so a Baal B'Ishtei, the Chosnu, the Kalei, is even was of Yichud, that's the halacha. So in other words, the halacha of Sukkah B'Shishamim is only after Pilas Mitzvah. But before Pilas Mitzvah, we don't apply the halacha of Sukkah B'Shishamim. So the Mele, without Broche, it's all sorts of evil. But be Jesus, but there are some Rishayim who say that the Birkas Chasanim was matir even being. So in Mele, it wasn't in Mosa to be born, Allah Rishon say, in Yehude. So it was Behetagomo. So in other words, according to these Rishayim, there is no Isha of Orus Bar Rososi per se, on the basis of Bias Nus. There is no such Isa, according to these Rishayim. There are only a few Rishayim. But there is only an Isa of Kalab Lebrocha Shulabai Lebrim. So now I'm explaining that. So here the price says, "Oh, you have to have a bihuda shalom beigin in yochel in tanis tzuri if mishnis yachel pinne." So that means some melee cannot be taken tanis tzuri. Why? Because we are tere, he didn't find tzuri. So what does it mean? He didn't find tzuri because it's very likely that he was born. So according to the Mishnah in the field, Mishnah we say that in Yehuda, where they recited the Kasrasanis at the time of Davis, so he was with her, so we understand very well as to why Yochel didn't find tzuri, because it was at a gobo. But even according to most Mishnah, who say that it wasn't matir, Bia, it was only matir Yehud, but Bia it wasn't matir. But since the fact was that the wrong is Yachel, it's a Mimele. So the Mele, we are tailored in the Bia. So if he doesn't find Tzuri, so you attribute it that there was a Bia between the Ohus and the Ohus, the base Choma. So, Bihude would do Matzitoin. Hope you go real, Matzitoin. So only Bihude not, because Bihude means we are tailored that there was Bia, the base Choma. But Bigolil, he can be paid. We might be raised all of Bihude Amai Lord. Because raised all of it, it's based upon Shabi Navshek Tichon Yisurah. Shabi Navshek Tichon Yisurah means that if a person says, comes to Bez and he says, I know, I have no doubt, it's 100%, it's beyond the shadow of a doubt. And then when Bez says to him, maybe you are Nichsho, we are Boala, Usoscho, Bibes Chomoy, so he says, no, I know I wasn't. So the melee, the fact that he had an opportunity to be born, but he says he wasn't born in his home. So the melee, so Yehuda will also be also as far as Shabbat Adar Shechtich Yisro is concerned. So Umayyura is all of Yehuda, my Lord, but he says that he knows that he wasn't born in his home. So we certainly should apply the law of Shabbat 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 El Olav Lachsidek Sevoso with the Kotoyim Taina, my love. The Kotoyim Taina is Pesach Pesuach. The Kotoyim Taina is Pesach Pesuach. So why does Gemara say, why does Gemara Shemakshin assume that only Taina is Pesach Pesuach? Only Taina is Pesach Pesuach? So again, so, because Pesach Pesuach, so he might, so let's see the Rashi. Oh. Mabsidok the Bosa, of Yatka and Kambosh, has not been able to see the Mabsidok. But he called for Homer, she being a Muslim, and you are who you can assume. She called it the book. Yakim of Yuda, and you are usually the gospel. Yuda, my Lord, who he may have Pshita, we show you both the other. But by the Mahas in so. Shadrach Tichon Yisurah, Mali Gol Mal Yud. Ela, Masilik Zvosa, Uvi Yudo, Lim Apsida, Al Pidam, Lim Hubol, Abi Eresi, Uvi Gol, Lim Atzitoi, Lim Dolim Siachim, Mai Lam, Lim Atzitoi, Lim Tanis, Pesach Pesuah, Lim Tzasi. Dava Gadim, Lim Bibavol Zeh, Lim Toan, Lim Tanim Buchas. Elu Olelo, Zab Chino, Dam, Lim 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 Vimo Yoseinu mitchilo hoyom migalsho, lo itora bishuvet nisui, umi ubihuda lo nehemon, shemo goal bimei yiresi, vishoch achoher bom kechiposo, vulo yodashi yotsura, lo yikotor itan izdomi, leilo leimu lo vidova shen yochlu bo nehemo lapsi yoso, what you can must listen to ikino, ho bigolu lo tzitorin, ditoin itan izdomi, uchidin shohoyu loem, shuishvini, shemishmi shoyinson, ולא נעשה לסינוי ודובו, ולא רואה, ואידי, וכאן לברורר. די לברורר. אוי. איתמן, אומר אנחנו אומר שמואל, משום רבשים ומלוזו, חכומים תיקנו להם לבני ישראל, ופסו לו מסיים להמון המונו, והם למנו, שאימו מהפסח פסוח מצוסי, נאמו, אם קיימאו יהיו חכומים תקנתו, אומרו בחזוקה, אינו דמטריה ביסודי מפסיד. חכונם תקנו לאישו קרימה, אי אהבה כסובוסו דרייסה להבנמו להפתיר, אלו באידס ידוע, אבל כסובוסו חכונם תקנו, הם אומרו, והם אומרו, הם שתקנו אומרו שהוא נמו להפסידו, אבל ביטאי נסבס הפסיח. So Rashi explains the Gemara, and many Rishonim explain it that way. The Rashi spells it out, explicitly, that Rav Nachman is saying that the only reason, Rav Nachman, the name of Shmuel, says that the only reason as to why a vow is never to be mafsik ksuve is because ksuve is midrabon. But if ksuve is midraitse, he wouldn't be never. There's a machlekes. Rabbonim say that ksuve is midrabon. And Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says ksuve, ksuve psulo is midraitse. As a matter of fact, in all our ksuves, the chozer will write. Ksavzu ze moson, the chozer will come midraitse. And Rav Netan takes this, Rav Netan, they pass on like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Not because there are many mishnes that they call with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So even though usually it's Yochai Rav Malach and Rav, but because of the many mishnayos that he called with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, so Rav Netan takes this, the Balatim says, pass like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that Ksuv is Mreise, that's the Yusach in our Ksuv is. Ksav Zuzi Moson, the Chosel of Chomid Reise, when an Almoni gets married, so we write Meyo, the Chosel of Chomid Rabon. An Almoni on a Grusha gets married. And when a Ksuv gets married, we see the Chosel of Reise. So in other words, it means that the Chachmi Ashkenaz, passed like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. But the Rit and the Rambam, they passed that Ksuve is in Rabon. Ksuve in Rabon. Now, according to Rashi, and that seems to be Teisa Shite, this aloche of Rav Nachman or Mashmuel is only true alimed Rabon. That Ksuve is in Rabon. But alimed Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in Ochanami is not never absolute Ksuvos. And so that means, according to the Balatesis, who passed for Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, so the halacha is that if the Baal says Pesach Pesuach Mitzvos, he is not Nemo Lapsi Dok Tzavos. He is not Nemo Lapsi Dok Tzavos. So that's a big chiddush. But Rashi spells it out. Kelein Ari Abik Shuvi Dera Yisrael Ve'ar Nemo Lapsi Dok Tzavos. Elo Beidus Yiduo, Avu Tzavos O Chachom Tiknuo, Hei Momro Vei Momro, Hei Kshe Tiknuo Omro Shuvi Nemo Lapsi Dok Tzavos, Avitanis Pesach Pesach. So, im kei mal yilu chachomim takanto, im kei shviyodu akhtiyo, mal yilu chachomim bitakanto. So, batanto, shetiknu el ksuvo, chazok el etreya bisudu. Ein moche shetiknu el kach, elo beheme shimo yosei leiso, mitchilo lo yetreya bisudu, vikei so matzi sudo sechino, elo hu bigar sham mitchil. Omar Rode, Chazok and Rezim Sibu. Tone, hoi lu knas hachonim hu lu itin leo bina zibu yes. Knose, mai knose? It's not a knas, even if they say the Rabbonon. So it's the kones hachonim, but not a knas hachonim. Who did the hachonim counsel? Eloheime, hoi lu itakones hachonim hu lu itin leo bina zibu yes. Because Balchini is giving me a bayeris. But this sins is the kones hachonim, so the issue is giving me a zibu yes. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in the Ksuvos Ishna Teo, whom Yom Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Ochel Atani Chesef Yishko to Mea Apsuiz, she is a Kimea Apsuiz, Mea Apsuiz, because we can't so much come in the Ksuvos Ishna Teo, it is a Tanekame, but Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in the Ksuvos Ishna Teo, in the Teo, in the Sefer, so we see on the contrary, that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, it's only the Rabbonim, not in the Raise, so there is this difference between this Raise and that Raise, either, the second Raise, you have to reverse, and say Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says mikam somcho chachomim, and Tanekane says eino midvatei om yosei. Umay chozis dafka basai seif hakamaise. Hoshmai sodimora says no. Hoshmai nur Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai may have some someone midvatei or elo midivrei seif. Elo nazibuyes. In both between suos and yeshu, either these boys are famous, if they are not any idiots, they will be shabio. Elo nazibuyes, be shabio mitva. My first one, my poshadiko cancer. Natin and Kasevichka, we come on Kasevichka with Patanema. Kimmy absolute, some of my subsuo. Kotsuakosu, you Kasevich, who may absolve. She is a Kimmy absolute. Kikishakos of Knasan Patrick Knasainis. Mal halum not coming. Umakis of all the cans calling the city scale. At Lounge calling it in a moist. We can some home in calling me up. Nason was Kaputki and Bassa. No, since you got the soil, you should have put kidneys on ways out of soil, she in cowards. No, since you become put kidneys, you should have the soil, some ways out of soil. Being a cause of the ksume, that's really cool. Have she got real in there, nice one ways kaputki, she started them, she showed me away, Die Kosovar Ksuve is the Reise. Ksuve is the Reise. So in other words, so where is the Reise? Mika Vidine. So what kind of coins are binding upon him the place where the Ksuve was executed? So the Mele, if not for his special takone that is Meikil, so we should say that whenever someone is mischayel himself, let's say an ordinary way, someone is mischayel himself, he borrows money and he is mischayel himself to pay, let's say in dollars. Now there is an American dollar, there is a Canadian dollar. So how is he expected to pay, in Canadian dollars or in American dollars? So it all depends where the agreement was executed. If it was executed in Canada, so it means Canadian dollars. If it was executed in the United States, so it means American dollars. So this is, but he debts the aloche in a general debt. But ksuve, there is a special code. Special code. In other words, that it's a mois kalos. It's a mois kalos. In other words, if it's not so isha be'art Yisroel, b'yosha b'kaput kie, neisum mois art Yisroel, she'im kalis, no so isha b'kaput kie, b'yosha be'art Yisroel, neisum mois art Yisroel. Mina kod mosum, that's not a kule, it's special kule. If it's in Rabbon, but Rav Shimon Gamliel says, there is, it's not in Rabbon, it's in Raise. So like every debt, so the Melee depends upon the place where the agreement was executed. So Melee, the Nisun took place in Kaput kie, so he has to pay in Zuzim of Kaputkiye. Alright. Now, all the Rishayim, there's the Kashi here. All the Rishayim. The Ramban, the Ritvo, the Ram. I mean, all the Rishayim, as you'll see, the Ho, they all have the same Kashi. Here, the Gemara says that Reim HaPesach Pesuach Ksuve is with Raisa, let's say, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. So he's not them. He's not them. And Rashi spells it out explicitly. In the Gemara, it's just a deal. But Rashi spells it out. He says, Yad Ksuve the Raisa, lo yad nemo lafki. Lo yad nemo lafki. So the Ramban is the Kashi. Even if it's with Raisa, he should still be nemo. Because suppose someone agrees to pay a certain sum of money on a certain condition. At a certain condition, let's say, he'll engage a worker and he'll tell him that he wants the worker, let's say he's an architect, to draw up plans for a certain building. Such and such plans. Then the worker, the architect, will call him to him taller and will say, well, you agreed to give me $1,000 for the plans. So he said, well, you produce proof, produce witnesses that will testify that you've complied with all my conditions. So who has the burden of proof? The architect has the burden of proof. So whenever someone agrees to pay a certain sum of money on certain condition, and the question arises, was the condition fulfilled or was the condition not fulfilled? Who has to prove? Hamitz Mechaveh or Raya. So here, the Baal agreed to pay the amount of the ksuv on certain conditions, that she was ipsula. Now here the question of why is Pesach Mosas. So the question is, did she comply with the condition or she didn't comply with the condition? So Memele, she should have the burden of proof. So even if she can be the Raise, so it should be Nemon. I mean, it's Kabe Olam Raya. There's the Kashi by the Ramon. So, הראשון, הרמב״ם זה. דחיבן, דו הקים נוהוד לשמואל, בלמוי טוענו יהי. Now, because we must apply this Gemara in the Pesach Pesuach Metzosi. Nemo lapsin exogoso to a case where she is Shisekis. Or she is staying in Tani's body, she says, you are lying. Pesach, she says to him, Pesach Sosu Matos. But we cannot apply this member of Shmuel, Nemo lapsin to the case where he says, Pesach Pesuach Matos. And she says, yeah, Pesach Pesuach Matos. You know why? Because Nenas Pilacha Eres. Because in such a case. So Rav Gamliel says that she's in a menace. Because Bori Shemba Bori Odi. Even though generally Rav Nachman says Bori Shemba Lab Bori Odi, but here the Chazoke, the Cheskas Gufo, the Chazoke is Misayeya, her time. So in such a case, Shmuel wouldn't say, because we pass like Rav Gamliel, not like Rav Yeshua who says, go you pee on the Chai. So obviously, when Shmuel says in Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, he does not have reference to the case where the Baal says Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, and she says in Ochaname Pesach Pesuach Matzosi, but Nenaski Lacha Sherastani Nenaski, because in such a case she is in a menace. Rav Gamliel says we pass by Gamliel. So in other words, so Rav Nachman's memory has to be applied either to the case where she keeps quiet. She doesn't say anything, or she's there and she says Mishakirab, but not in the case where she doesn't contradict him and she explains it. She says Lacha Sheras Taninas. So maybe in the kashe, so in either case where she says, or she says Pesach Sosu Matzoso Mishakirab, so even if it had been the Raise, she should still be in a menace. He should still be never. She should not be in a menace. Because I made him have a lover. She doesn't say anything. Oh, she contradicts him and said, Mishakirato. So it's an ordinary case where somebody claims money from the other, and so it's a mitzvah chavir l'vrayi, yes, to produce aiding who will testify that the tnai was fulfilled. So he said, yes. What is that? One second. That's one of the tools. All right, big sharam banza. The chim de yikim lo nishmoel do ito ano yi, in ame li bori u bori, pshita di imen. But you still on Namek Swazishima Tego, shall we cause a blow on us the case of the Inzen of Psuo, Vichidu Shechei, Oleo of the Rai, Shemiskai Matnai, O tu, Mam di Mofik Shtore Mitnai, Le Amdin on Kain, No Ucho, U Shtore, Vichavis Medina, U Matam Om Rohim and Menu, Di Aum Yid Rai Sarai Nemon, U Chid Pio Shrash Ezal, so he says, Chid Pio Shrash Ezal, because the Gemara does not spell it out so explicitly. Visu di Komagoyen Zal, Do you think this is because of the delay, we have a new Chachomim, remember, there's a Machlekes Rishayim. Some Rishayim say that the Halacha of Nemon, Mafsidok Sevoso, because in Torah, Mishun Mafsidok, applies only to the Ikak Sube, but not to the Tesis. In regard to the Tesis, it cannot be that. Only in regard to the Ikak Sube. Why? Because the Ikak Sube is Midrabonon. Midrabonon. Mashayim came the Tesis, that's not Midrabonon, that's Midraise. He was Mishayim himself. If a person is mischaying himself to anybody, whether it's his wife or somebody else, so he's mechuyim in raise, so in mele, we cannot apply the aloche of an interior of Misud and Mafsido, because that Chitisagini agreed with Rashi, that the only business why is Nemon is because it's only with Rabbanon, but if it had been with raise, he wouldn't be Nemon. We wouldn't apply the Hazok interior of Misud and Mafsido. So, and the Chitisagoyen is that, and the Shitas HaGoyim is that, like Rashi. Alright, so he says, we should become a Goyim Zal, but in Tesis, Kim Di Kosovo in Galei, Le Minil Chachomim, Le Mem, Am I Roy? Vikel Neima, so the Ramban gives three thoughts. One of the thoughts in this, Vikel Neima, Kis, Rechon Lai Tane, Hanu Mile, Vibori Uboi, Kingdom Rob, Sula Shloim Onivalt, Dibidine Yimem, Dibidei Kel Neima Shemo Yito, Oy, we kill him with Shapi, some other words. So they're according to the first terence. So, in the case where she's second legal, So then, even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, he would be in the case where she is Yisekes Lagamre. So even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, he says the Ksuvim in the Raise, he still would have been in it. Because on the basis of Hamitz and Chavere, all of our eye. But when does Rav Nachman say that only because Ksuvim is in the Rabbah? But if according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ksuvim in the Raise is not Nemon, and he would have to pay, that's in the case where she is staying in Tanis Bori. But not in Tanis Bori, where she doesn't contradict him, she just explains his own. The reason is why he found the Pesach Pesuach. Because in that case, so it's Bori Bishemo. But in the case, Rav Nachman is referenced to the case where both are staying in Tanis Bori. He says Pesach Pesuach Mitzosi, and she says Mishakirato, Pesach Sosu Mitzosi. Pesach Sosu Mitzosi. So in that case, if we say the Ksuvi is Midaraise, so then he wouldn't be able to be Mafsid Ksuvi. Why? Because her timing is a stronger timing than his timing. Because true, he says he's convinced, but after all, he could make a mistake. He could make a mistake. He thinks that he's not making a mistake. Maybe he's making a mistake. And he says it, even the Rambam says it, even in regard to the time of God, not only in regard to the time of Pesach Pesuach, only in regard to Pesach Pesuach, so you can say he's not a Boki, but in regard to Gomi, so you cannot say he's not a Boki, either you see the Gam or you don't see the Gam. No, because since there is a possibility of being Baal Derech HaToye, so then, even when someone is Baal Yipsulo, but if it's Derech HaToye, so no Gam will be seen, So the Mele, we say that the timing of the Isha, which is Tanis Bori, is a stronger timing than the timing of the Baal. Because the Isha says she knows she is a psul. She knows she is a psul. So the Mele, and she tells him she knows she is a psul. But he thinks he knows that she's not a psul. But maybe unintentionally he was bailed al Khatoye. So that's why he didn't sit down. So the Mele, so what's the result? The result is that even though allegedly both Tainis are Tainis Bori, but the Tzias, objectively, the Tainis by the Isha is more of a Tainis Bori than the Tainis by the Baal. Because the Baal might make a mistake. The Isha cannot make a mistake. She might lie consciously. But making a mistake is impossible for the Isha. The Baal does not have to lie intentionally, unconsciously, deliberately. He can make a mistake. So the Mele, the Tanya by the Isha, relative to the Tanya of the Baal, is considered Tanya's Bori. It's a stronger Tanya. So, the Medina Yimene, so Yim, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that Ksuvas Isha Midrai says, so then he's not Nemon. Why isn't he Nemon? Why is it different than any other case? So, Amitz Mechalil Raya, but here, we don't say Amitz Mechalil Raya, because her time is stronger than his time. Because he can make a mistake. A sincere mistake. An innocent mistake. And she cannot make a mistake. So, the Mele, and of course, she says that she's not lying, she's telling the truth. So, the Mele, it's considered as if his time had been Shemo, and her time Bori. So the Mele, if it had been Midraise, we wouldn't rely on Chazok in the Tereb Zilasim. But since it's Baal, yes.
But the Baal's towing, in this case, is he being towing Bula Baalim, or is he being towing Lomatzasidam?
Even if he's staying, Lomatzasidam.
Yeah, but he's...
How can he say Bula Baalim? He doesn't know. I mean, he has been with her all the time.
So what's the time here?
He's tying Lomatzasidam. So the Mele, she says, Bula Baalim. Alright, that's one thing. So according to the first Teretz, in the case of Shisekes, so then even if it had been the Raise, he would be Nemo. But when does Rav Nachman of Mashmuel say only because if it's the Rabbonon, so he's Nemo. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, he's not Nemo in the case where she is Tanis Bori and she contradicts him. Alright. A second time is Miki Gabo Mige. Mige di Bai Amre Mugasirisa Nitachtecho. Rimotze Makrishlo. Hilka Chilu Mehem Nimidine. Another Teretz is no. The Chabdachma Mashmuz Memre applies not only to the case where she is the Yemes Bori and says that when says that Psula Mivalti, but even to the case where she Sedges. But then you ask, in the case of she Sedges, so we should apply the Allah Chabam Bitzim Chabel over Raye. So the answer is, so. No, one second, sorry. The second carrot also, according to the second carrot, it also applies, Rav Nachman and Shmuel's memory, that the reason as to why he's never allowed six of us is because it's Rabbanon, but according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, he wouldn't be Nemor. Also applies only to the case where she is Tainis Tainis Bor. But in the case where she is Tainis, Tainis, where she Sekes, so then we don't have to resort to the fact that she is Rabbanon, even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. But why? But in the case where she is Tainis Tainis Bor, so then, if it had been with the Raise, so then he wouldn't be Nemor. She would be nonetheless. If she says, Psulon Nibalti. Why? Because she would be nonetheless with the Nige. Because she could have explained it and said by saying, Mukaseita nitachtecha. Do we not imachkesho? Hilkahi mehem nidim. Ero. So if Ksul is with Raise, so then the Chachomi wouldn't say Nemor. But since Ksul is with Rabbon, so the Chachomi rely and Chazokin in Tariya Mishunim Mafsido. In other words, according to all the Tarutzim, Chazokin in Tariya Mishunim Mafsido is not a strong Chazokin. But since it's in Rabbanon, so it's strong enough. Alright, then there is a third element, and this is what is mentioned. V'yesh lo'ima, v'hoche kim d'rei v'noshim psulis nisis, v'yikenam ha'chazokin v'gufe, hilchin ha'charo v'achar chazokin. The third parrot is that the reason is why, if according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, he would not be Nemor, Lafsidok Sevoso. He would not be Nemor, Lafsidok Sevoso, is because we have both. We have Ihob, Hob Noshim Sulisni says, and also Chaskas Vufo, Chazok and Niko, Chaskas Amuf. So since we have both Hob and Cheskes Aguf on her side, so the male et ksubets isha bin midraise, he wouldn't be there. But since it's midrabbanon, so we will rely on the chazok in Tariyah Mishun Mafsidah again. So the chazok in Tariyah Mishun Mafsidah is not 100% chazok. In other words, it's not, it wouldn't be effective if ksubo had been midraise. Alright, so this is the Rambanshi. This is Ramban Shikha, and many of the Shemim give the same terms. One of the Torutim, after all, the Ramban himself gives three Torutim. But from the Ram, I'm not going over the Ram, but from the Ram it's Mashma, you go over the Ram. From the Ram it's Mashma, that the same Aloche would be true, even if we say that Ksuv is with Raisi. Now, so why would we more say, Chachom Yitiknu Lehem Yibnes Yisrael, with Ksuv Masayim Amonim, Heine Menu, which implies that had it been with Raisi, so then he would not be Nemor. So it seems, now I'm not saying that the Ram spells it out, but I think this is the Kavone of the Ram. You go over the Ram inside. We'll discuss it someday. But it seems that the Ram Shiti is that even if we say that Ksuv is the Raise, contraption of the Ram, but there is no doubt that Chachomim enacted the Takone on the basis of Goitehikawa Ben of Litzion. Because we see, Ksuvi is the Raisi by Ksuva, but Almono, no one says that Ksuvi's Almono is the Raisi. Still, but Rabbanon is Mechuyev. He is Mechuyev to execute Ksuvi when he marries Almono of Rusha also. Why is that? Because she is Kalabin of Litzion. So the Mele, even by Ksuva. So a Ksuva is not Gohuat and Almono. By Almono, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, there is no Ksuv Midrai. Even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, there is no Ksuv Midrai. Still, there is a Ksuv Midrabonon. Because of the Talmud Kalvin Ritzio, so by Ksuv, we don't have to resort to that Talmud. But, suppose we would have to resort, so where Midrai said, if we'll have a Ksuv, or for some reason, he's not Mechuyev Midrai said to give her a Ksuv. For some reason, he will still be Mechuyev Midrabonon. To give her exuvah, because she's not Gvurot and Almono. Almono The Chachomim are misachim even calling up Shem Gamliel. Why? Because of the Tikkun Ritzio. And if so, is Guo. But ordinarily, we don't have to resort to it, because Midrash. So, and then we find it in. Rabbeya says that even if his master, that he wouldn't have to pay her exuve, he's not allowed to live with her. And it's a bilas mus. Why is that done? Because she'll be the caliber of Itzio. So we see, and the Gemara says, regarding Rabbeya, at the beginning of Avalti, that Rabbeya agrees with Rav Shimon Gamliel, that Ksuvi Reise. And still, Rabbeya says, Kol apeche is lipsulam masayim, ulmamonam limona. If she writes his Kabbalah, she's mechoy. She writes and she gives him a receipt. He didn't pay her, but she gives him a receipt anyway, so it's mechile. Midraise, of course, if a person knows the other person $10,000, and the leve, and the malve gives the leve a receipt, even though that he paid the $10,000. So midraise, he doesn't have to pay him a penny, because that's mechile if you give him a sheva. So still, Rameya says that even if he writes his kabbalti, even if she writes his kabbalti, so he's not allowed to live with her. He has to give her a ksuve. So that's not what I say. How could Rameya say that Rameya holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel that ksuve in the Raise? Still, he says that if he writes his kabbalti, he's not allowed to live with her. He has to execute her ksuve and not be meichu. Why is that? That's not what I say. That's the Rabbono. Why did the Chachomim misake that the bill is a bilas mus? Why? Because since he has no obligations to her, it will be kalavei of Itzio. So we see from this din of Rameya that even Rameya, with Moshe says at the beginning of Avopi, that he agrees with Rav Shimon Gamliel, so he is the Raise, Kesef Hishko Kimei Absuleis, but over and above the Chiyum the Raise, there is a Takonis Chachomim of executing the Ksuve, of Mosayim to a Ksuo, and the Ksuve of Mono to an Almono, because of the kalavei of Itzio. So, according to the Ram, this deal is true according to everybody. So it's true even today that we passed Namun the way the Ksuves are written. So it seems that we passed him. Like, in other words, the Ksuves are written according to the Psak of Tesis, or Bala Tesis, not in the Psak of the Chachmis Vora. They're written in the Rambam. That Ksuve is in the Rambam. So, and still, we passed him the Talochet. According to the Ram, I think there's a pshat in the Ram. He doesn't spell it out. The other Rishayim spell it out that Eloch Aname, if we pass by Rishim Gamliel, is not them. But according to the Ram, it appears that even according to Rishim Gamliel, he'll still be them. Why? Because he's never lahafsit ksuvoso midraise, because on the basis of Amitim Chaveri Olavarai. But why does Rav Nachman have to mention Chachomim Tikkunu Beis Yisrael because of the Kalabin of Leitzio? The answer is because even if we say Ksuve Deraise, but there is a Takone of Ksuve on the basis of the Kalabin of Leitzio. The best Raya is Almonet. And the best Raya is even Psulo, where she wrote to him is Kabalti. So he's mechuyev to execute another ksuva to her. That's only the Rabbono on the basis of the Kalvin of Leitzio. Some mele seems, now the Russian of the Ram is as follows. I'm not going over the whole Russian of the Ram. So he says, he mentions the Kasha of the Rambam, and then he says, "Udidi laf kushi ikla." He doesn't mention the Rambam's kriterutzi, but he says, "Udidi laf kushi ikla." The chibi di yisla psuva kedei shoritei kala v'inok v'itzuyo iya imatoeime yam nemo v'alo dido homo livure v'yefshel lo lohobi raye harei kala v'inok v'itzuyo uchidoma im keimayu yu chachom v'dakanto. So in other words, that is true even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. So why does he ask, why will Chachomim da Kanton? But even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, there is Takonis Chachomim of Leti Kalben and Mitzio, in regard to Nalmono, in regard to Kosovo law, his Kabalti. Kodesh Kabalti. So Memele, he says, in King Ma'u Yil Chachomim. So he says, "Vi lav di nu rabbonu mishul chazok et rebbe shem mafsido laham nemon di misa di mehemon nitzo beis yisrael kehefkia." Vi lav eksuvet reisel isamchinon. So what he means, lav eksuvet reisel isamchinon, he means if the whole chiyuv mitzad with the hikalo vein of the tzio had been the reise, if that too had been the reise, so then we couldn't rely on chazok et rebbe shem mafsido. But this chiyuv that is based upon with the hikalo vein of the tzio is only the rabbonon. So mele, because we rely on chazok et rebbe shem mafsido. But if the chiyuv of with the hikalo vein of the tzio had itself been the reise, then we couldn't rely and even in Terea Bishudu Mafsido. And then he wouldn't be Nemon, because if he would be Nemon, so it would be inconsistent with the whole Takone of Lidei Kalbein of Leitzio. But only because Chazok in Terea Bishudu Mafsido, so mainly it's not inconsistent with Lidei Kalbein of Leitzio. Because of Chazok. But if not for the fact that Einon Amdereya Bisudo Mafsido, according to some Rishani, there is a Machlekes Rishani, suppose he doesn't make his Sude. Doesn't make his Sude. You know, sometimes one gets married. No Sude. Just Eres and Nisuyim without any Sude. So some Rishani, in such a case, if the Baal, the Chosin, will come and say, Pesach Pesuach Mitzosi, he's not women. Because we cannot say Einon Amdereya Bisudo Mafsido. Other Rishani Machlekes. And they say, the Sude doesn't mean the Sude, the money spent, you know, on the meal, on the wedding. But he means, the Sude means the whole ordeal of getting married. That's the Sude. So the male, but some of them say that if he didn't make any Sude, so then Enoch Name is not Lemon. Why? So the Ram explains it. Because since there is a Takones Chachon, there is a special Chiyuv that is based upon the Kalabain of Leitzio, so what effect will be the special chiyuv in order to deter him from being readily disposed to divorce his wife? In other words, there has to be a chiyuv ksuve in order that the ksuve should serve as a deterrent. Otherwise, a woman will be hefka. He'll become angry at her, he'll divorce her. But if he has an obligation to pay her the ksuve, to pay the ksuve, as a matter of fact, Mosayim Zuz is not such a simple thing. Mosayim Zuz, because Bizman Chazal, Mosayim Zuz, you could make a living, because the halacha is, if somebody has nechosim that is worth Mosayim Zuz, he cannot take prekechik or pay it. Why? Because Bizman Chazal, if somebody had Mosayim Zuz, he was able to buy a piece of land and to be well off with that piece of land. So in other words, so that served as a deterrent against treating the woman as hefka. So in other words, so there is a special chiyuv over and above the regular chiyuv ksuvi. Even if we say midraise, there is another chiyuv. Even in the case where she gives him a receipt, his kabalti, there is another chiyuv over and above that. So mimele, he has to resort to Einon Tereya Bishudu Mafsido, because if not for the fact that Tereya Bishudu Mafsido, so it will still be Kalabin of Nitzio. Why? As exuded to pay. That will not serve as a deterrent. If he is an unethical and unscrupulous person, all he has to do is to come to Bezin and say, Pesach Pesuach Mitzosi, when Mitzosi Dam, so Mimele, and then it will still be Kalabin of Nitzio. So, Mayuil Chachomim Mitakantom with that special Takone. So that is true even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. But, because of the Tereya Bishudu Mafsido, so the fact that he has to pay Ksuve on the basis that it should serve as a deterrent against Kalubin of Litzio is effective. Because it cannot, because he's not likely, even a corrupt person, is not likely to be so corrupt. I mean, Manavshach, if he hates her, he shouldn't marry her. But if he did marry her, so to act like that would be crazy too. Not only it would be unfair, it would be crazy. So that's why he has to resort to the Talmud of Einon Tereya Bisude Umafsido. But it's true even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Because even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, over and above The regular chiyuv ksuve, there is a special tachonis chachonim of chiyuv ksuve. Let's say by almono, there it's certainly not midraise, but even by psulo, in the case where the chiyuv midraise doesn't apply, suppose she was meichalim, she gave him a sheva, so still is mechuyev to execute ksuve to her, not midraise. The midraise does not say that even if she was meichalim to him, the ksuve. So he has to execute another ksuve, that's only the rabbanon. So that means in every case of ksuve, over and above, the chiyuv ksuve midraise, there is a special chiyuv ksuve midrabbanon, on the basis of the kalavim of mitzvah.